You know what? I have something that I need to say. I am tired. I am tired of the men that just don't go for it. They're just so scared. They think that they're gonna get rejected when it's like, bruh, like, just take a freaking chance. I am tired, sick and tired of this, excuse my language, but this pussy energy.
I wanna be approached. I definitely wanna be approached. I would love nothing more than a guy to approach me, to have the balls to come up and say, hey, how are you?
Genuine question for you guys. What happened to men being the pursuers? Y'all don't chase anymore.
One thing I just genuinely do not understand is why guys don't approach girls anymore, like while they're out at the bar. Maybe guys just don't approach me and that's like a personal problem I need to address at a later date.
All right, y'all, here's a question. Why men don't approach women anymore? Glad you asked. Let's get into it, family. Happy Saturday, everybody. Number one, the fear of rejection. Women today, as we know, have some unrealistic standards. Some women, unless he has a six-pack, six figure in his 6 feet, you can't talk to him. Number two, it's not just about the fear of rejection. For some men, it's the fear of being labeled a creep or a predator because the man that's approaching you isn't your type. So because he's interested in you, he a creep? Come on now. Number three, online dating, which has made it so men don't have to get rejected in person. Number four, social media. Now you can just run up in somebody's DM. You don't have to have communication skills. I think all this technology and everything has made our communication skills terrible, y'all. Terrible. And last, we've seen how women will reject men in unnecessarily rude ways. It's okay to not be interested, to try to embarrass them. Y'all, we gotta stop.
Being single, I'm 46. So, and I'm fucking tired. And I make jokes about the fucking buffoons that I have been encountering in dating. But in reality, this is my reality. This is my reality. All the good men gotten married in their 20s and 30s because they're good men.
If she's really a good woman, chances are you wouldn't have swiped right on her at 30 and still seen her single. Like, hit her up about her 20s. Did she go through a hoe phase? No. Any crazy one-night stands? Or how many ex-boyfriends she's had? And when those relationships ended, bet she's pointing fingers at the ex without taking any blame. And like, real talk, is she rocking the single mom status? If she's keeping it 100, her responses would probably scream, nah, I wasn't exactly wifey material. Oh, and throw in a curveball. Would she let her own bro marry her? Most likely it's a hard no. Older women who get bitter because men go after younger women are very selfish. So like, those men you ghosted back in your prime, they're not feeling you now that you're on the decline. You let things slide, and now you're all bitter about it. Can't have it both ways, sis. If we couldn't lock you down in your prime, we sure ain't interested in your post-prime drama. And like, seriously? You dissed James for Tyrone just because he had a sick motorcycle in college. Now Tyrone's turned into a total jerk, no protection, and bam, you got his kid. You know he's not daddy material, so you're hitting up other guys for that cash flow. Woman, it's a no-go on being your financial lifeline. I'll hit up James and let him know he's good without you. Find your simp vibe somewhere else. These women, man, they're just for practice in the bedroom. It's like a whole trend where they diss guys, go do their thing, then come crawling back with kids from different dads when they see the guy they dumped is on the come up. These modern women are straight up gold diggers, no shame. Men dig women with no fertility issue, so obviously they're gonna lean towards younger women. In the West, a 30-year-old woman has a laundry list, tons of hookups, emotional baggage, an Insta addiction, basically Tinder 2.0, and maybe a kid or two. It's all linked to this hookup culture ruling the West. They're deep in it. So, if a man is thinking about getting serious or starting a family, he's going to lean towards a woman who's like 5, 10 years younger. Not only is she going to be way hotter than her 30-year-old self, but she's also less likely to bring all that drama I talked about earlier. Plus, her body's on point for kids, bounces back faster, and the bonus is when her kid's 18, she won't be a 57-year-old mom. Like, by 30, a woman should be a mom, or at least hitched, because her prime time is kind of in the rear view, and she better have a good story for what she's been up to. So, like, a bunch of these modern women are out here living it up, being all promiscuous and wasting their prime just dating around for fun, or whatever they call it. By the time they hit 30, it's a struggle to lock down commitment, because the guys they want don't have to settle for a 30-plus-year-old. They can roll with someone younger, hotter, less baggage. You know the deal. It's a total no-brainer, even for someone lacking in the brain department. A guy ready to commit is on top of his game, physically fit, killing it financially, got a solid network, and his crew vouches for him. And guess what? He absolutely does not need to think twice about a 30-year-old. So, like, when a lady hits 30, she's already had a bunch of periods, losing eggs along the way. That means she's less fertile, and the risk of miscarriage or Down syndrome goes up. As she gets older, things just get trickier, and she's not as into the frisky stuff. Libido takes a hit. If she's been all about that dating life, she's got way less to bring to the table for a guy, especially for a solid, healthy relationship. So, like, when you're dealing with a 30-year-old lady, there's a whole bunch of risks and stuff you got to think about. It doesn't take a genius, whether you're a guy or a woman, to figure out she's more trouble than she's worth. So yeah, she might still be in demand, but it's just for the fun times, not for anything real. Because let's be real, these gals probably spent their prime years riding the wave and don't have a ton to offer guys who've been hustling to make something of themselves, which, let's be honest, takes a hot minute. That's why men aren't rushing to lock it down with a woman who's 30 or older. Never let anyone, whether they're older or not, shame you for your dating choice. Your life is all about you, not about getting the approval of others. We only get one shot at this, and yeah, we all have regrets, but this shouldn't be one of them. As long as both people are legal adults, it's no one else's business. Live your life, do your thing. Some women are just all jealous and insecure, or they've been through some stuff. So they start talking smack out of anger about younger women dating their crew, or the older guys going for the younger crowd. But like, that's on them, not you. Let them sort out their issues on their own clock, and don't waste time on that nonsense. Guys should be free to go after younger women, and vice versa, without catching shame or guilt for it. We've come a long way with equality, right? Interracial marriages get the respect they deserve, and same-sex couples? No big deal anymore. But watch the chaos unfold when an older guy and a young lady decide to date or tie the knot. Suddenly, everyone loses their minds. They start spewing hate, calling her a gold digger, or him a pervert. They crack jokes about robbing cradles and graves. Here's some wisdom for those moments. Just tell them to shut the heck up.